It's startling now to find out that the powers that have been given to the judge under this commission are not adequate to deal with the issues of confidentiality, which were at the heart of the process in terms of the transactions that were made by IBRC, and particularly the CiteServe transaction, which where we know over €110 million of debt was written off for the company that is owned by Dennis O'Brien. And the fact that we're now 5 months into the establishment of this commission, only 7 weeks away from the deadline for it to report, that it now is clear that the work has ground to halt because the government haven't provided the commission with the adequate resources.
A report from the Commission of Inquiry is now unlikely until next year, before the general election, you would hope?
Yes, I think that's very disappointing. I think it's clear that the terms of reference of the Commission now will not be fulfilled. That is, that it has to report by the end of next month. So we're calling for, first of all, to address this issue by giving the necessary powers to the Commission, but then to splitting the work of the Commission up into two different areas. There's over 37 transactions that the Commission is investigating into. We believe that they have to provide an interim report on the CiteServe transaction, the one that captured the public attention, the one that was the trigger for the setting up of this commission in the first place, to separate that out from the rest, have a report, and that should report before the general election. I think it's in the public interest that that happens.